So now let's hear from the hospitality sector. Some of them are reopening. Some of them feel it's not worth opening for just a few weeks. In our Sligo studio is Michael Lennon, owner of the Westport Woods Hotel and former president of the Irish Hotels Federation. In our Waterford studio is Maura Flynn, owner of the Tannery Restaurant, Townhouse and Cookery School in Dungarvan. And Michael O'Donovan is in our Cork studio and he owns the Castle Inn, a wet pub that's been in his family for a century. Michael Lennon, to you first. Are you breathing a sigh of relief that you can trade for December, or does the county restriction up to the 18th put the kibosh on your hotel business?
Yes, we're disappointed at the continuation of the inter-county travel restrictions until December the 18th, but welcome that we can open for indoor dining on Friday the 4th, and also that we'll be able to take residents from the 1st of December, which is from our own county. But that will only realise probably 2 or 3% of our overall business. So it is going to be hard for the next couple of weeks. Hotels and guest houses, I don't really agree totally with Dr. Or Thomas Ryan there on hotels and guest houses, particularly their safe places to congregate. We proved it in the summer. We had plenty of visitors, particularly along the Wild Atlantic Way, from Donegal to Cork and Wexford, southeast, and we had families visiting us, and they were safe. There's very,
so you can
very
believe
little
it can
incidents.
Be done safely. Okay.
It can, and we proved it, and we welcome from definitely the 18th of December through to January the 6th. We can see it already. A lot of people want to travel. And one thing that I would say over the next couple of weeks until December the 18th, I have to have cancellations of bookings. People had booked, they wanted to come home and see their parents. They're living in Dublin, and a hotel would be a safer environment than a household for them.
Can I move on to Maura Flynn? Your Tannery restaurant is actually all booked up for December, but it's not office parties. Who's going to be coming for dinner and how long can they stay?
Hi, Carol, and thank you for having me on. Well, our profile really is more traditional family get-togethers, parents, kids, grannies, granddads. We don't have an office party customer base really for Christmas, and we're really grateful to be reopening. I think that we have put so much work, the hospitality industry has put so much work into reopening. We're adhering to all the Fáilte Ireland guidelines. We have the social distancing in place. Things have changed even from when we reopened the first time in July, and now we know more. For instance, when we opened first in July, visors were considered acceptable, and now we know that they're not acceptable at all. Mm-hmm. So we just think that to socialise in a controlled environment like a restaurant is safer than the appetite that would be out there otherwise for people to have house parties, dinner parties with unrestricted numbers and really unsafe environments.
Okay, and you're really trusting the people who are coming to your restaurant to act responsibly and to only include so many people in their parties from so many households. You say that all the onus shouldn't be on the host.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And people are really responsible. I mean, people want to go out and they want to continue going out. They want to get back to normal, and they realise the only way to be able to do that is act responsibly. I don't foresee any problems with groups gathering or, you know, not so much antisocial behaviour, but behaviour that would put other people at risk. The thing about restaurants is we're really asking the customers to trust us that we have done our job. Now, please, you come back in through the door and we'll mind you. We'll make sure you have a great time.
Okay.
And come and go home safely.
Now, to Michael O'Donovan of the Castle Inn pub in Cork, a wet pub, this is going to be the first Christmas in decades that you're not opening. You say that the government trusts Michael and Maura there, but doesn't trust you to keep your customers safe. But is it not more that the government doesn't trust the public maybe to adhere to the guidelines when they're drinking alcohol without a meal to line their stomachs?
I think it's a combination of both, really. I think the finger we feel from what Micheál Martin said on Friday night is very much pointed in our direction. Being a traditional pub, we're the only sector really that's not opening in the coming weeks. We had the same guidelines as the food outlets and the hotels, really. We all followed the same guidelines. We only got to use them for 2 weeks in September, and I can say from my own experience, we were inspected twice a day, 11 days that we were open by the Gardaí, and only once a day the other days that we were open. So we all had to follow the same guidelines, and it's, I suppose, sitting here today looking forward, it's very difficult to be accepting that we're not trusted to follow the guidelines just like our colleagues are.
And yet, data published today that the government did rely on shows that in Cork, Limerick and Galway, there was an increase in infection after wet pubs were allowed to open in September. Do you accept that?
Look, we met ministers here in Cork in late August, and we flagged this with them that when we would open potentially mid-September, we were going to be clashing with the universities coming back, Cork, Limerick, Galway, universities right in the middle of the city, big, I suppose, populations coming back in from all over, Munster here in Cork and Limerick, Galway, all across Connacht. It was inevitable that numbers were going to spike, and it's very easy for them to blame us for it now. If you go to page 6 of their analysis report where they outline wave 1 and wave 2, the main outbreak sources, never once have they mentioned in all those data that there's a public house mentioned or any hospitality. So it's very, very disappointing that they're using this data and still not pointing the finger at us.
Okay, there is a grant of 15,000 according to the Thánaiste available to those of you who can't open. Does that help, or are we going to start seeing more pubs for sale in January?
Look, I can testify. Look, we're very grateful of getting the grant, and look, we've lobbied very hard to get the grant increased, and we're very welcome the double grant. The Vintners Federation lobbied for it, but look, I'm spending €480 last week on my premises to keep it heated. Insurance, I've monitored alarm system, lighting, heating, broadband, etc. And like, I get €380 from the government. That's my CRSS, and like, while I'm closed, I'm still making a loss. The subsidies
right,
are very
so more
welcome.
More going out than coming in. Yeah,
it is. And like, we do welcome the double payments, but it's only for 3 weeks. They have to help, try and help us to survive, to get through until, as the professor said earlier, there's a vaccine coming.
Okay. Michael Lennon in Sligo, can I just ask you, I suppose Michael in Cork doesn't have to worry that he might be in any way contributing to another wave. Does it weigh on your mind that we might all pay for this reopening, that we'll pay for our fun in January?
I hope not. I don't think so. I think hotels and guest houses are going to be a safe place to congregate. My business has about 8,000 square metres of space, floor space. There's plenty of good ventilation, and people can socially distance. Our staff are trained to wear masks, and we're doing the hand cleaning, and we're training people to make sure that we have a safe, welcoming environment. And okay. One other area there that that the pubs and Taoiseach mentioned, that the COVID restriction support scheme is there for pubs and restaurants. But unfortunately, in level 3, even though it came out in the budget, we should have been availing of it for accommodations. This has been pulled back, and we're very concerned about this, because it's there for the businesses that won't open and are effectively closed because of the restrictions of this pandemic. And are going to continue. And I one thing that Pascal Donoghue said at the end of the budget, if we winter this out, we can summer anywhere. Now, we're in the middle of the winter and we aren't getting these payments, and that's a worry.
Okay. Maura, can I just ask you, you're taking bookings already for January, so you're hoping that things will be open. Can I ask you, as a person who's dealing with the public, do you think you should be among the first to receive a vaccine when it's available?
I never thought of that. No, I think the first people to receive the vaccine should be the vulnerable in our society, the elderly, the frontline workers. And I don't think that we should be prioritised over anybody else. For instance, I'm looking at supermarket workers the whole time through this, and I've always felt that really they were frontline workers as well. So, no, my answer would be no to that. I would prefer to see the vulnerable in society receive the vaccine first.
Okay. Michael Lennon in Sligo, what do you think of that?
Yeah, I think the frontline people, medical people, need to be the first people to get this. Also, I think our elderly people over 55, 65 plus need to get it, and the younger people will come in after that.
Okay, and Michael O'Donovan in Cork?
Yeah, look, I'd agree. Those in nursing homes, people on frontline, they would definitely be the first wave of to get any vaccine that's available.
Right, okay. And just finally back to you, Maura. If I was going out for 90 minutes anywhere over Christmas, I would like to know that the place was well ventilated. How are you managing that?
Well, we're first of all, actually, Carol, it's 105 minutes. It's you're allowed 105 minutes. Yeah, that extra 15 minutes is you know, a long time. And then we have 15 minutes after that to change the tables. We're lucky in our restaurant, we have a very big, bright, high-ceilinged, airy restaurant with huge windows and air conditioning. So I feel fortunate that we'll be able to manage that.
Okay. All right. Maura Flynn, Michael Lennon and Michael O'Donovan, thanks all of you for joining us.